Welcome to Revival Today. I'm Pastor Mark Cho. We're now on part two of my Identity Crisis series, Restoring the House of Worship.
We're a multicultural church, and I want to tell you right now, the church world is not reflecting the kingdom. The churches are separating and segregating, and they think it's all about Holy Ghost and holiness. Don't you know the Ku Klux Klan will quote you the Bible? He says, love your brother. God said in the beginning, he created man in his image. It didn't say white man, black man. Why are we so divided? Because the devil is about his business. And he's even in the church. And the preachers no longer identify with the truth. Instead, they want to be the very elect. They just want to know how to study well and how to break words down well so they can get a paycheck. But I want to let you know, God says, I'm going to change the house and the glory shall be revealed again. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise. Yeah. Give God some praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. So the change that is coming in your life, the change that God wants you to have in your life, God wants you to know that he wants you to be lined up with his will. Go to 1 John's. First chapter 5:7 says, then this is the message which we have heard from him and declared unto you, that God is light. Someone say, God is light. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Come on, somebody. In him, there is no darkness at all. So some of us say, Pastor, why you preach holiness? Some churches say, why do you preach holiness? Well, don't you want to fill the place? Guess what? I don't want to fill the place full of demons. I want to fill the place full of anointed and those that have the authority of God, so that when those that come in that need help, you got doctors everywhere. I want to see you mature spiritually so that you can fight a fight of faith. So the things that you're going through, you're going to say, Lord, fix me. Send me, I'll go. Change the little things. It's not my job to stop you from doing the things you're doing. It's the Holy Ghost within you. That's why I thank God for my parents, because my grandfather was a bishop. My father's a bishop. You know, my grandfather, you know, the sons didn't go to church. The girls had to go to church. I want to let you know that. Guess what? There was things that were passed down from generation to generation. That wasn't the word. The word is about understanding the word of God. Allow him to change you, not for denomination's sake. I'm not telling all the women to wear this and that and put this in. No, let the Spirit convict you so that you're lining up with the will of God for your life. Someone say, for my life. Because I want to reveal the glory of the Lord through me. Give God some praise. I'm almost done. I hope you're receiving this today. Hallelujah. I hope you're receiving this today. How many are receiving the word of God today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when we come into the house of God, some people are coming broken. And it shouldn't be a place of den of thieves. Back in the day when you were in warfare, they would try to do what? A sneak attack. Now the churches are shutting down all the lights and sneaking right in among us. I want to let you know that the Bible says holiness or hell. It says broad is a way that leadeth to destruction, but narrow is a way that leads what? To the light. So when you tell me, say to the pastor, oh, pastor, well, that's what everyone does. Really? My thing is this, is do you want to know the Lord? Do you really want to feel the true anointing of the Lord? Or do you just want to get with people that look like you and sound like you and walk in the same zones as you? No, you want to be in the presence of God. And to be in the presence of God, you got to separate yourself from the mess and from those that are not even trying to do anything in their life and don't want to go higher in the Lord, and find somebody. I don't care if they're black, white, or Spanish, or whoever they are. Are they trying to seek the Lord out? Fix yourself instead of trying to fix the world. In this city, that's what I see. I see all kind of things that we want to do as a body, but the Bible says, and this is the thing about the, if my people, it says, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, then, and turn from their wicked ways. It didn't tell the world to do it. It said, if my people that will call. We don't get that. We want to change the drug addicted. Guess what? Those that are addicted have to be moved by the mighty anointing of God, and then they got to now choose to be delivered. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, that means she had a mission she had to do. Those that are down and out in drugs, God wants you to get that desperate where you said, if I see Jesus coming, I'm going to go right in. Come on, somebody, give God some praise. If I see him coming, I'm going to go running to touch the hem of his garment. This is why. This is why the devil wants to blind the church. This is why he wants to disguise the church. So that when you watch on TV, you can't see the faces of those being broken and surrendering. You can't see in the midst of the audience somebody in the corner that's just crying out and saying, I need help. You, no one even knows to go to them and say, how you doing? Come on with me. We're going to go to the altar. See, if you, come on, somebody. See, you can't even see because all you want to do is be in the concert. All we want to do is be in the show. All we want to do is be in a reality show. But the church of God is supposed to be a place to restore the lost, fix the brokenhearted, and reveal the glory of the Lord. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. So now we're starting to break ourselves down and say, well, I'm going to be Pastor Cool. I'm going to spike my hair. I don't have nothing, though. Come in with leather jackets. And no, it's not about this. The message is not about this. But I want you to know that in order to win the world has to see the revelation of God being revealed in you. So when you came in looking broken, you're leaving brand new. Somebody said, leaving brand new. Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. This is who and what you shall be because you're going to reveal the church. Now in Exodus 3:5, it says, do not come any closer. Now this scripture was Moses. And I'm breaking this down today because I'm going to talk about when I said the first part of the series was touch but not change the man. So touch but not change the man, first part of the series was talking about, yes, we're coming into the house as we are because that's what we say, come as you are. And, you know, but listen, even what we need to understand is that God is saying he's going to start to change you, fix you, so you can't hold on to the past. Somebody said, I can't hold on to the past. See, yeah, so yeah, you were a brother and you had all kind of earrings all up your nose and everywhere else. See, we're not against these things meaning, but when you came in like that, guess what? God is going to start to convict your spirit and cause change to happen. I didn't cause it to happen, but the Holy Ghost that is in you, that's going to start to develop you for the full gospel, is going to say, you don't need that no more. You represent me. How many want to represent Christ? I don't want to represent Pentecostal. I don't want to represent any kind of Catholic denomination. I don't want to represent all these denominations. I want to represent Christ. So I'm going to allow the spirit that's in me to minister change in my life. Now, changing your life is hard because guess what? Change means you got to give up something. You know what I'm saying? Why is it we come to the house of God and say, well, Lord, I accept you in my life, but now I still want to do the things I used to do. I want to dress the same way I used to dress. Last week, last Sunday, I mentioned how You leave every Sunday to go to church, and if you left to church in your carpentry clothes, the people that are looking out their window don't know where you're going. They think you're going to work, because that's how you go when you go to work. But I remember my neighborhood, when we would leave every Sunday to go to church, we were in our Sunday best. And so the kids would look out the window, and the parents would look, and guess what? They would ask you, oh, where are you going? We're going to church. That's day one. Next week come. Oh, where are you going? Going to church. Now they don't even ask. They know, because you're dressing to see the King. You're trying to come into the presence and see the glory starts to be revealed. Now it opens up conversation. But we don't want that no more, because we want to identify too much with the world. And what I mean by that is, you are a name brand. Somebody is watching you. The Bible says that your life is a living testimony. So when before they used to see you not go in the house of God, and when you didn't go in the house of God, you were one way. But now all of a sudden you accept the Lord in your life, and they started noticing change happening. So now they're saying, oh, where are you going now? You're not going to the club? No, I'm going to church. And then they see change. I'm going to church. Then they see change. See how God works, even in the little things? This is why the enemy doesn't want you to change, because it's all about changing what you used to be. So now that was the first part of the series. So now right here with Moses, Moses came before the Lord, and check out what God said to him. He said, do not come any closer. God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Somebody say holy ground.
Holy ground.
Now this ground had dust. It was dirt. This is how we act about the church. It's just a church. It's just going into the church. But God said to Moses, when you come before me, take off your shoes, because where you are standing, which is in my presence, is holy. So that means God requires us to come ready to be in his presence. Come on, somebody, give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
He requires that you come ready to be in his presence. So it said, do not come any closer. God said, take off your sandals, for this place where you are standing is holy ground. Now, this is the NIV. It says, therefore, go out from their midst. This is what it says. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separated from them. This is what God is saying. Separate from them. Now, we're not talking about, oh, we don't like nobody. We don't care about nobody. We don't know. He's saying, be separate yourself from them, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Someone said, receive you. So when you come before God and you want to be received by God, it's nice to be received by man. Oh, yeah, let's go. Hey, everyone's coming to my church. Oh, because they get to come the way they want to. And we're changing the church now, because we're going to make the church look like a club. Now, I'm not talking about an event. The church is now starting to change its whole appearance. The house of God. And the house of God is supposed to be the place where the glory is being revealed. That means the fullness of the gospel is supposed to be revealed in the house of God. But instead, guess what? We don't bring them our Sunday best. Now we bring them our Sunday mess. And God is saying that we have to change so that we can go higher him. But he doesn't hear the prayer of the unrighteous. So he's saying, you want to come with me, be with me. You want to taste of my goodness, but you're not preparing for me. Think about it. If you were invited to a wedding, you came in your regular clothes, everybody would be looking at you like, come on now, you could have done better than that. What I need you to understand is this, and I'm going to talk about this because this is important. The house of God is supposed to be receiving. But I want to talk about how God is a transformational God. He's about transforming you. He's about breaking you down and remolding you and reshaping you. Because guess what? There's things that are going on in our life that we need change. And we keep on asking God to change. And he can't change because he says, I'm just trying to change something little and you won't let it go. You want God to deal with the big stuff. Oh, God, here you are. You know, this is what I want you to deal with. You're giving him a heavy load. He's like, no, I can't change that because you're going to end up back where you were because you can't even change a little thing. You can't even allow him to say to you, take off your sandal. No, I can't take off my shoes. This is dirt. How dare you, God? So now today's time, the church is all about showtime. It's all about performance and it's all about this thing. So I'm going to have First Lady read the next part for me. Okay, so before she reads that, it says here, so it says, therefore, go out from their midst and be separated from them, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. See, so this is the word of God. He's saying, don't do that stuff. Don't run up where everyone else is going. And then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you. So some of us that say we need a father, he said, I'm trying to be a father to you, but you got to come willingly. And that means you got to come willingly with a broken heart and say, Lord, I want change. I'm in your presence because I was no good in myself. So I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do to change what's in me that's messy. This is how God is. He's changing things. So now this part that I'm going to have First Lady read, it says the next part is 2 Corinthians 6:17. I'll read that. Therefore, come out from among them and be separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Now, First Lady, this is the worship debate that we're going to read is spreading worldwide, the worship debate. Now, this is not something I'm going to have with you about a debate, which what is accepted and what's not accepted. I'm just going to show you where the church is going now. So right now we're talking about restoring the man, but now we're talking about restoring the house of God. So the church, physical body. The Bible says that in the latter days that he was going to rebuild the temple. Now, the temple in the church back in the day represent the glory of God. So when they used to feel like this, is that why when you see these old churches, you see them built up beautiful? You can see them miles away. It was all about revealing the glory of God. So the more beautiful that the people can make it, come on, somebody, the more people looked at it. So that's why back then it was about how beautiful it was so that people look at it and say, that's the glory of God. So they brought gold in the house. They made statues. They all this stuff. It was because that's what they understood. They said that's revealing the glory of God. So he's trying to build you up. So let's go into this part that I want to talk about. Go ahead, First Lady, read it.
The worship debate is widespread. And even liturgical churches are being forced to produce contemporary worship services.
See, so churches are being forced to change over to contemporary worship service. Now, first of all, I'm not worried about how you sing or who's singing and what song singing. Okay, but that's not what this message is about. All right, but I'm going to go somewhere. Go ahead. So there's a battle, but there is a problem with churches because now we're telling people who's good and bad. Like, well, you can't sing like that, or you can't do this. And you tell kids that like to rap, you can't rap, and you come to church. All I want to know is are they sharing the word of God through song of praise? So I don't, you know, whatever. But this is what's going on. Let's go talk about this war.
This debate will be with us for some time to come. Beyond this, however, there's something more than personal preferences occurring.
See, so something more than personal preferences. Go ahead.
There is a teaching in some charismatic circles which goes beyond the so-called worship wars. Worship is taught as something which actually accomplishes something in the spirit world, and is linked to a prophetic revelation, a spiritual warfare.
So a spiritual warfare, go ahead.
Some are looking to music as a primary source of a spiritual fulfillment.
Okay, that's one point I want to make. Some are looking to music as a primary source. Someone say, my primary source.
My primary
source. As a spiritual fulfillment. All right, so now we, you know, yes, people get up in the morning, put on some songs, go to bed, put on some songs. So even when we're in worship service, it's about zoning out. Now, I'm going to go somewhere with this. It's about zoning out. So it's like, oh, them songs bring me to another place. So now you don't even get into the word of God. You just have to have a song that's played. But guess what? The devil was the chief musician. Yeah. Uh-oh, come on, somebody. The devil was the best singer. So the devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy and find a way into the very elect. That's those that know the word and can identify with the word, but he needs to deceive them. Because if he can deceive those that should know the way, the rest are lost. Come on, somebody. God is trying to reveal something to the church. Give God some praise. Amen. Give God some praise. So go ahead. So the more, go ahead and read from there.
More and more believers look to music as the primary source of spiritual fulfillment. New generations of charismatics are proclaiming that God is restoring to the overcoming end time church forms of worship that purportedly occur in David's tabernacle.
See, so what I want to talk about is the first thing is presentation, appearance, and spiritual fulfillment. All right, presentation, appearance, and spiritual fulfillment. So right now, people are more worried about having a presentation. So everything that's designed in church now is for the camera. So now because everything in the body of Christ is for the camera, it's no longer for the body. It's for the illusion of something. It doesn't want to reveal what it is, but it wants to reveal something else. Now, I'm going somewhere with this now. So a presentation, appearance. So appearance is about changing the whole environment so that you are either comfortable or so that you can get a message out. What I want you to do, I wanted two men to get these lights, get ready. One thing I'm going to say before that is spiritual fulfillment. Scripture says in Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who live in me. So the life I now live in the body, I live because of the fulfillment of the Son of God who lives in me and gave himself to me. So you no longer live, but the Son that lives in you. What is going on is a change of the temple. It says in 2 Samuel 6:16-17, says, after this, I will return and rebuild the fallen house of David, and its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it to it, and the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. So the Bible says that in the last time, he's going to restore even the temple. Now, reason why is because man can see the temple. You are the temple of Christ. You are the church. You physically are the church. So guess what? Everything that you do represents Christ, because now I no longer live for myself, but I live to represent Christ. So when you say to the Lord, Lord, please change my life, he's plucking things away so that he, and the reason why, and I was telling someone a while back, they said, why is piercing so bad? Why is tattooing so bad? Well, I want you to know something. The enemy is cunning, smart, and he deceives. So I'm going to read that scripture right here because I want to get you ready for the next illustration. It says in Revelation 12:19, and I know I'm moving quick because I had so many scriptures. It says, and the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. Someone said the deceiver. Of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Now, the word says, this is NIV that I said it from, so there was a few changes, But the word is saying that the devil is what? Deceiver. And his angels. So what does the devil's plan? Is to get a hold of the church. We were doing 10 days of prayer. And we were going from church to church. And see, we're getting ready to build a church. And I began to pray and I said, Lord, I watched TV. I was a recording artist, so I knew how to sing it. And I know about all the concert stuff and the girls running after you at the green room and trying to get it. All the stuff I know about, okay? I even know about how when I signed with a label, you know, guess what? They would send me out of town. I would go in hotels. They would pay all my bills and all this stuff. I was in good recording studios. I know all about that. I know about the entertainment side. But what I began to see in the church, the house of God, was the house of God was not no longer revealing the Lord. Churches are conforming now. Remember, the Bible says that he's the great deceiver. That means he's not going to tell you something you don't already know. He's going to twist it so that now it appears as if it's good. So the little things that God is trying to change in your life, the enemy is trying to make it seem like some say, well, it's not bad to have one drink. You know, you people that Holy Ghost feel this, you know, why it's not bad to say one swear. I was telling the gentleman that the reason why when you get one tattoo, why the enemy, remember, also always remember this, anything you put in your body means it's now a new entrance. Your body was made in the presence of the Lord. He said, and you were made in his image. And he said, and it was good. So the enemy comes along and says, you know, not one earring, get two. Now get three. You know what he's actually doing? He's talking to you and seeing if you're listening. So he says, get two, get three, get four. Give five. Why not stop? The enemy doesn't get one tattoo because it's about a loved one. And I was sharing with someone that God revealed this to me. Tattoos are on the bodies to reflect the dead. So it was allowing a spirit into you to minister to you. So now we're going to go to the house of God, what the enemy is trying to do with the house of God. So I went to all these churches and I seen them. All the churches started painting all their walls black. And now, the only thing you can see in the church is the stage. Now, the performances are good, and everybody is zoned out in the Lord. But the glory is not being revealed. Now, I'm going to do an illustration here. This is how the churches are looking. Turn off the back two lights. Okay, it's starting to feel warm and like a concert. Now turn off one of them lights. Anyone? Uh-oh, I'm in the spotlight. Now, when you start to get like this, guess what starts to happen? Now turn off all the lights. Oh, you know, I'm dark. I'm dark skinned, you know. When you turn off the light, now only... You see what I'm saying? What's happening right now is you can only see what's in the light. I like that. And so now the focus is on the performance. But what happens is in the dark is that the devil is the prince of darkness. And the devil wants the church. You can turn on the lights. Turn on one, just one, that one right there. Brother Elder, the front, you Elder. The church, the light is about revealing things. Anybody that wants to get anywhere first has to see. Turn on another light. The more you turn on a light, the more you can see. Turn off all the lights again. Turn to your neighbor. Can you really see what they're wearing? Can you really see what they're doing? Can you really know who they are? How do you know if you're in fellowship with them? Because you don't even know if he's in the back shooting up. In the house of God, shooting up, smoking in the house of God, fooling around with one another because you don't know who's among you. Turn on the lights. So God is saying that the enemy is the great deceiver. So he's deceiving the very intellect where the church no longer knows of his glory, and even the house of God is no longer revealing the glory of the Lord. I love it. Like I used to say, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I would dance like David danced. Everybody wants to perform. But what I want to know is there anointing in the house? When you come into the house of God, it's about him revealing somebody, him showing you somebody, him letting you know who's next to you. How you doing, sister? Bless you, brother. I know if I'm going through, I know her face now. You know, maybe I can talk to her after service. But in the dark, you don't know who sits among you. And among you sits the enemy. Concert halls are designed for that reason. Think about it when you were young and you would go to concerts, they would smoke in the middle of the concert. Get high. Because it was dark. Even though you knew it wasn't allowed, the devil just slide in and do what he wants. Because the devil wants you to come to the church and see, this is what I want the preachers and the teachers and everyone that knows the gospel to understand this. The enemy wants you to feel like you're wrong when the devil is uncomfortable. So we're making the church comfortable. You ever hear people say, don't make someone feel uncomfortable? I want you to know when you come into the house of God with the full anointing, guess what? The devil shakes in the presence of the body. The devil is not going to be comfortable in the house of God. So the devil is going to quake and he's going to move and he's going to say, get out of that house. And this is what I want you to know about your life, saints. God is about to joy. He's about to strength. He's about to love. And he's about life more abundantly. But you don't have to change to find it. You have to just line up with the will of God. God is about order. God is about change. God is about holiness or hell. And nobody wants to preach about that. Instead, we want to look ready for the camera. But guess what? Yeah, everybody's in service and everyone's singing a song, but everyone ain't working out their own soul salvation. Instead, they think it's about a group zone now. And come on, somebody. When you come into the house, God is taking the broken and he's fixing them. Give God some praise. It says in Psalms 119, 105, it says, your word is a light to guide me and a light for my path. Come on, somebody. His light is to guide you. The enemy wants you to remain in darkness, church. He wants the church, the very intellect, to sit back and say, it's okay to start doing all this stuff. It's okay to just, see, because when the pastors start changing everything to look exactly like the world, first of all, when you come into the house of God, when you came to the Lord, you were broken and done. God said, I'm going to fix you up, clean you up. You ever see somebody that was at their lowest and they were on the street? And guess what? You knew they needed help because of the way they look. But guess what? If you turn off these lights, you don't know who in here who needs help. You don't even know who's among you. And guess what? You don't even know nobody no more. So that's why it's great. I want to build a church. But I said, Lord, reveal your word to me. So tell me how to do it. Because I want people to come into the house of God and feel conviction. I want people to say, I know I'm living this way. I'm not going to jump on your business. But I'm going to let you know when you come into the house of God, this is a holy ground. And guess what? When you step in, the enemy got to step out. He's got to run. He's going to start to quiver and say, don't
praise
go back to that place.
God. Man, I hope you enjoyed the word today. I was blessed by it. Remember, this word is restoring the house of worship. Please come visit us at House of Praise. We're located at 1850 Elm Street. Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. Come visit us. Share out our podcast with friends and family. Please come and see what God is doing. Continue to be blessed. Have a great day.